Okay, kids, getting a slightly late start tonight, but we are here. It is a little after 9, and it's time for the new summertime slot of Yadar Kintry's Goth Radio, 90.5 WSC-FM Columbia. Bring the best in goth, dark wave, death rock, hard punk, psychobilly, industrial, post-punk. And tonight, brand new music. Tonight on the show, we're going to have Words of Wisdom at 9 o'clock. In the second half of the show, we're going to have loads of... We have a little touch of Italian prog and some old thrash. And your request, 803-576-9072. That's 803-576-WSC. This is South Carolina's only weekly source for goth, dark wave, post-punk, and spooky tunes with your host DJD. It's 158 days until Halloween, kids, and this is your Dark Entries Goth Radio. Suicide, starting off the show tonight. I mean, who's DJD? Again, apologies for the late start, but the good news is tonight is the first night of our three-hour time slot of 9 to 12 for the rest of the summer, so starting at 9 p.m. Hopefully, that is the plan for the summer shows and ending at midnight. And, yeah, hopefully I've got enough of a show planned here that I can fill out 3 hours. It occurred to me as I was driving down here, I was like, I put together enough that usually fills up two. And then it hit me, I was like, idiot, you've got a three-hour show. So it was a good it's a good thing I was a little bit late. So I, well, I don't know. Anyway, I've got no problem at all filling up 3 hours, trust me. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio if you're wondering what you're listening to. This is South Carolina's weekly source for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, post-punk, and heavy on the post-punk tonight. And all things that go bump in the night as we count down to All Hallows Eve. I'm feeling it already, as I usually do, despite the fact that I came out. Drove down from the upstate, as you usually do. It's a little bit warm up there, but I swear, even though the sun was going down, as I was driving down here, it was getting hotter and hotter. I got out of the car just now to walk up here. It's dark, and I swear it's like 80 degrees outside. It's ridiculous. So I'm going to be even grumpier than usual, probably for the next, like, 3 months, as you guys hear me complain every day about how hot it is in Columbia, the devil's armpit. So, anyway, hopefully we'll find ways to alleviate it. Yeah, so tonight we got a very special show. Of course, our Words of Wisdom is coming up somewhere around the halfway point of the show. I'm going to say around 11-ish. But for the first half of the show... I'm actually playing nothing but completely new stuff. The majority of the bands I'm going to play for the first half or so are bands that have not been played on the show, with a few exceptions. So I got some Drive Majesty and a Starry Night in there that I definitely played on the show before. But I think everyone else in the next two sets are going to be brand new, because they're all tracks that have come out, are going to be on albums that have been released in the last couple of months, or they are albums that have not even been released yet. So these are preview tracks that bands have put out for albums coming up anywhere between like next month all the way into February of next year. So got a ton of brand new stuff. Then we'll have a Words of Wisdom, and then we'll get into, then as things always do on the show, things take a darker, weirder turn in the second half, coming out of our Words of Wisdom with Uncle Charlie. So that's when we're getting into some black metal, some Italian prog, getting into a little thrash, and then we'll probably spend some time at the Batcave before we get out of here. So yeah, and your request, if you have any, 803-576-9872, that's 803-576-WUSC. And you can join me on the Twitter at DarkEntriesDJD. And I made a post, as I always do, on the Facebook page for tonight's show, where people usually respond and interact in that. Don't know if that's going to happen tonight, but if you do want to interact on the Facebook post, please, by all means, comment on that. Send me a tweet, give me a call, whatever. We'll do this thing. We're here till 12, spinning spooky tunes, as we always do. Right now, brand new, from an album called Sick With Love that's coming out in July. This is The Holy Circle with Free and Young on your Dark Entries Goth Radio. Yeah.
down to ageless in their beauty, and aware of the time it has taken for the hawthorns to bend to the will of the prevailing southwesterlies.
Kids, that was a really solid way to start off the set, start off the show there with that set. So you were listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio. If you're listening to, if you're wondering what you just tuned into, this is South Carolina's only weekly source for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, industrial post-punk, and speaking of post-punk, loads and loads of post-punk tonight, with an emphasis on brand new things, actually. The first two sets of the show tonight are brand new releases, things that have come out in the last month or two, or things that actually are from albums that are going to be coming out in the next month or two. That's majority of it. So we kick the show off with some stuff from Japan Suicide, a track called Empire from a recent album called Key. The Holy Circle after that with a Free and Young from a new album called Sick with Love that's going to come out on July 19th. Chasms after that with Divine Illusion with the from an album called The Mirage. Drab Majesty, a favorite here on the show that I play actually quite a bit, with a track on Long Division from a new album that's coming out on July 12th called Modern Mirror. A Starry Night after that. Another major favorite of the show with a track called As If You Were Dead from a new album that's actually not going to be coming out until February of next year. That was just a single they just released earlier in the week. And we just heard brand new stuff from the Membranes, who have been around actually for a really long time. But they've got a new album coming out on June 7th, and it's called What Nature Gives, Nature Takes Away. And the name of the track we just heard was called A Murmuration of Starlings on Blackpool Pier. And you are listening to the one and only Dark Entries Goth Radio here until midnight. Around 11-ish we're going to be doing, or maybe a little bit sooner, we're going to be doing our Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie. And then we'll get up to some other darker, harsher stuff in the second half of the show. So that's that. There is a possibility that I may have a guest in here tonight. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. There's talk. Could happen, could not. Don't want to get you guys excited. I don't know. If you want to join in on the discussion of the show, comment on the Facebook post that went up earlier today, and you can join in on the comments there. Tonight's a weird night. Normally, we've got a pretty lively discussion happening over there as the show goes on, but tonight we got nobody coming. All the irregulars are off doing other things tonight, so including Operator OT, who usually leads the discussion over there. But he's doing a goth night. He's out in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And they've got a new goth night happening over there, so he's out tonight doing that. And speaking of him, as many as while I'm talking about him, go ahead and get this plug in. Listen to his show. Comes on every Sunday night out of Hot Springs, Arkansas. The show is called Hot Half Machine Lip Moves, and you can find out everything you want to know about that when it airs and everything at halfmachinelipmoves.com. And it's on every Sunday night, Central Time, I think about 10 to 1. Here on the East Coast, it airs about 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And he records it every week and uploads it to the website. That's halfmachinelipmoves.com. So you can, that's where you go to follow the links to listen to it, and that's where you can also go to listen to past episodes. He's got pretty much all of them uploaded. Speaking of, hey, Deej, where can you listen to Dark Entries Goth Radio? Well, if you're not listening to it right now, you can do it at my podcast at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. That's darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. And I want to go ahead and put the call out right now. There was some kind of funky recording snafu that happened last week. I don't know what happened, but last week's show did not get recorded, weirdly enough. So if anybody's listening to this and you did happen to record it, hit me up privately. And if you want to share the file, that'd be amazing. But I know a few of my listeners actually do record on a regular basis, so that'd be pretty rad if I actually managed to get a copy. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But hopefully tonight's recording pretty well. I guess I'll find out when it's all over. But yeah, I've got about 2 years' worth of episodes there, maybe a little bit long, more than that, so you can just listen to your little dark heart's delight. And yeah, right. It's perfect listening for when you're sitting in the office and trying to pretend to get work done. I actually am lucky enough that I have a day job that allows me to pop the earphones on and listen to things all day as I work, as people send me more and more things to put into my to-do list. And I got a few podcasts that kind of get me through the day. Of course, Half Machine Lip Moves, and a few other super nerdy comic booky kind of things and horror related things, and a few YouTube channels I follow. Some are kind of ridiculous, but some are almost embarrassing. But people might be surprised. I'm a huge fan. I've never talked about this in there, but I'm a huge fan of Grace Helbig. Big Grace Helbig fan. And if you've never watched her videos, it's either your cup of tea or it's not. I could totally understand why it wouldn't be, but I think she's hilarious. And she and her little group, especially Mamie Hart, who she's who does a lot of things with, collaborates with, both her individual channels are amazing, and then they also have a podcast on their own called This Might Get that cracks me up to no end. I think it's one of the funniest things online right now. They just won an award, actually, for that. for the This Might Get YouTube channel, which got shut down. I forgot how many episodes they did, but it was a YouTube show, and then it got canceled. And then at some internet award function, you know, I'm not sure how these things work, but the internet award shows, they won an award for a show that no longer exists, and they were competing with shows that had been on for years that still continue to be on. So it was kind of a joke, but what used to be a YouTube channel is now a podcast, and so they post up shows I think about once a week, and it's just, you know, it's just a static camera and showing them sat there at a table talking in front of a couple microphones, and it's hilarious, absolutely hilarious. But yeah, it helps get me through the day. So there's your plugs, kids. It's got nothing to do with this show, but let's continue on. Like I said, Words of Wisdom coming up around, I was going to say 11, but it's probably realistically going to be closer to about 10:45. It's going to be before that because I don't think I got enough tracks in this next set to fill up 45 minutes. We'll see. But if you've got any requests, get them in. 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WUSC. That's where you can give me a call. Hit me up on the Twitter at DarkEntriesDJD. And also join in on the Facebook discussion. That'd be amazing. This is the first night in a really long time in which we don't have a regular lively discussion happening over there with the irregulars. So I'm pretty good about responding directly back to that and addressing that on the air. So if you want to, you know, make this deal interactive, we can do that. But coming up in this set, we got brand new stuff, more brand new stuff coming up. We got from Cold Showers, Comrades, and Vocovar, who I was actually not familiar with at all until I discovered them today. But they're pretty amazing. But to kick off the set right now, what you're listening to is Clay Rendering from a new album called California Black Vowels. The track is called Black Vowels. On the one and only Dark Entries Gals Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Sky.
All right, kids, finishing up our second set of brand new material there in the first half of the show. We kick things off with Clay Rendering with a track called Black Vows from a new album called California Black Vows. Cold Showers after that with a track called Faith from a new album called Mindless. Comrades with a new single they just released, not off of a particular album at the moment, but that was called Scatter the Ashes. And you just got through listening to Vocavar from a new album called Cremator with a track called Intermittent by Mirrors. That album's actually pretty solid. I was listening to the entire album earlier today, and it's if you liked what you just heard just now, I highly recommend checking out the Cremator album. It's pretty solid from beginning to end. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed the first half of the show. I am DJ D. This is Dark Entries Goth Radio, South Carolina's only source for goth, dark wave, post-punk, spooky tunes, and horror talk, which we're going to get up to in just a minute. And yeah, give me a call, 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WUSC. Words of wisdom coming up in just a second, and then we'll get into some darker, stranger, more experimental sort of proggy type stuff coming up in the second half of the show. Speaking of horror talk, though, I saw Brightburn last week. Last night, sorry. Saw it last night. Really good. I'm not going to give anything away at all, but it's basically like, can basically be described as if the story of Superman, like there was like an Elseworlds Superman story where he was kind of a, where he went a different way, and it's like a hard left turn. So it's like a superhero horror story is the best way I can describe it. And as a horror fan, I highly recommend it. I don't recommend much brand new horror, but I really enjoyed it. The gore quotient was really high up there, surprisingly high up there, and I'm obviously that's always a plus. So yeah, it was really impressive, actually. Really impressive. It was a unique take, and it showed a few things. It had a few things to offer that I hadn't seen in a while, you know, or I've never seen. So it was that's about all I can say. But it had I don't remember his name now off the top of my head, but the actor. But if you guys are fans of The Office, it was the guy who played Roy. And the entire time, like my joke, I was saying to myself, because it was kind of like I was watching like an alternate reality where The Office ended, and then Roy, spoiler, sorry for things at the end of The Office, but if you haven't seen The Office, but it was like Roy's first marriage didn't work out, and then so he got remarried, and then he adopted a kid, and things took a bad left turn. That's basically like in my head canon, that's kind of what happened, was this was what happened post-office, just the same way that like, you know, things didn't work out with Jim and Pam, and she died or whatever, and then he got remarried, had some kids, and then the world went to hell, and then he had to fight, like, had to be really quiet while he fought monsters in that one, you know, Quiet Place movie. So these are all canon. These all were things that happened post-office that in my head completely 100% happened. It's all part of the same story. Yeah, recommend it. That's my horror recommendation for the night. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio, like I said, and we are here until 12, bringing you the spooky tunes, as always. And you can give me a call, 803-576-9872, that's 803-576-WSC. The best way to get my attention, honestly, because I'm staring in front of the computer throughout the entire show, is to hit me up online. Of course, I'll answer the phone if you call, but I've got the Twitter and the Facebook in front of my face, and I'm a little bit more responsive there. So you can hit me up on the Twitter at @DarkEntriesDJD or join in on a Facebook discussion. Just respond back to the Facebook thing I put up earlier, or give me a call, whatever turns your crank. Speaking of requests, longtime listener of the show, Chris Santiago, wanted to hear a little Ministry, or rather his mother wanted him to hear a little Ministry. I guess she she sends his request. It's the most adorable thing. She'll hit me up like a day or so before the show and be like, "Hey, Chris wanted to hear Ministry. Can you play Ministry for him?" This guy's mom doing his request for him. Thanks for listening, Chris. Appreciate it. Words of wisdom coming up in a little bit. This goes out to Chris Santiago and his mom and your mom. Dark Entries Goth Radio. NWO, here we go. We'll be right back.
down the road again. Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
This is Trent from Nine Inch Nails, and when I'm hanging out in Colombia, I am listening to WSB 90.5 FM on your dial.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Insta-Do. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. Then you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked. Groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened. And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
You guys have been real Humphrey Bogart. Was not the one you've seen in the movies. The real James Cagney. It's not the one you see. Those were the actors. There's a difference between Selleck and me. Selleck plays Magnum P.I. I am Magnum P.I. There's the helicopter pilot over there. That's the ghost of Terminal Island. In the truth, he's the ghost of the man. The other guy's an actor.
Thank you.
you hear it? It's getting closer. Much closer. Don't be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
You can finish your father's work. You're as brilliant as he was.
Something odd is happening to me, and I don't know what it is.
I'm getting worse.
I'm getting better.
The Fly, 2. Like father, like son.
Yeah.
Malombra finishing up that set there with The Witch is Dead on the one and only Dark Entries Goth Radio as we come up to the last hour of the show. Malombra being a little bit of a older Italian goth stuff, which I think involved a few collaborations with some people. I'm going to read up on them because I want to play them more next week, and I'm going to talk about them next week. It's actually a really interesting project, and we'll have a little discussion next week about Malombra, who I think I've actually never played on the show before. I've just been kind of read up on them lately. All right, we had our Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie in there. That was after a requested ministry going out to Santiago there. Getting into Words of Wisdom and that backing track, that was a little bit of black metal by Xasther, I think I'm pronouncing it right, with a track called Telepathic with the Deceased. And then Lamort after that, a little bit of old school thrash with Fist and Chain, and then we had Malombra in there. I'm your host, DJD. I've got about maybe half an hour left. I know I said I was going to go till midnight, but I've actually got somewhere to be, so we're going to knock out one quick set here, which is actually how I planned the show out anyway. But it's cool. This has actually been about a 2.5 hour show as it is, so that eases it into our summertime slot of 9 to 12. And speaking of which, we're going to be doing some pretty exciting stuff for the summer. I'm trying to work out as many interviews and in-studio guests as I can. We get some big events coming up, especially in June next month. And I want to try to squeeze as much as I can out of June because I'm telling you right now, unfortunately, the first 3 weeks of July, we won't have a show. So most of July, there won't be a show. It just happens to work out that there are just all these things going on that I just have to be somewhere on a Saturday night. So I think that first weekend, I'm actually going to be in Winston-Salem hanging out with Bill from Casserole Disaster and Brian from Review the World. And we're going to be shooting some video content and hanging out and doing our thing in Winston-Salem that weekend. So I'll come back with plenty of stories to tell and trying to get one or both of those guys down here to hang out with me in South Carolina and actually swing by and do the show. I think Bill's actually done the show with me before years ago, but I got to get Brian in here. He was the one that he's my buddy. I went up and visited in Cincinnati a couple months ago for the, it was about a month ago now, for the Horror Hound convention in Cincinnati where I met Christina Ricci, the love of my life. Oh, God. Greatest moment of my life happened 3 weeks ago. Okay, I got to stop talking about it. And also for Risa Balk, just putting that out there. Yeah, so that's the first weekend in July. Second weekend in July, I won't be here because it's my dad's birthday, so I got to go to a birthday thing. And then the third Saturday of July, which is the 20th, I will be DJing the Halloween in July show, which is happening at the Art Bar. No details on that yet because everything's still getting locked down. We're still locking down bands and everything, so as things get solidified, we'll be making announcements as far as that goes. And I'm sure we'll be talking that up quite a bit in the next month or so. So, but you can come out and listen to me spin new wave and spooky tunes in between some really cool bands. So that's happening July 20th. Next weekend, next Saturday night, there will be a show. But there's also another thing happening too. If you're not in town, if you're not in Columbia, if you're actually in the Savannah area, then I suggest going out to Atmosphere Augusta, which is probably the best, one of the best, if not the best, goth nights in the Southeast. I actually DJed it myself about a year ago, and pretty amazing. They always have really solid DJs out there. It's hosted by DJ Kodak, who's I can't say enough cool things about that guy. He's amazing. He's been holding that show down for quite a while now. So Atmosphere number 70, Kink Edition, is happening next Saturday night in Savannah. No, I'm sorry, Augusta. I keep saying Savannah. I'm sorry. It's happening in Augusta. Ignore me, obviously. So at Le Chat Noir on 304th 8th Street in Augusta, Georgia. So, yeah, definitely make it out there if you can. I'm looking at the Facebook page for it right now. It's the Kink Addiction Edition, which basically means that they're going to have the private Kink Lounge open, and you can pay a little extra to get into that if that's your deal. And they've got, just glancing at it here, looks like they've got... Sign up for a session to fully participate. Sessions are available for flogging, electro stimulation, soft slash sensation play, and other experiences. Kink Lounge is staffed by professional local kink experts that welcome newcomers as well as those experienced in the BDSM lifestyle. So if that's your deal, definitely check that out. If it's not, even if it's not, some of the best DJs in the Southeast are going to be spinning like goth, post-punk, industrial type stuff. DJ Kodak obviously is going to be there as he always is, and he's going to be joined by special guest DJ Seraph from Atlanta, who is known for Ritual, Ascension, and Dragonfire events and others, and he's been around for a long time. I know that guy a little bit too. So yeah, you can't push the show enough. It's an amazing show. It happens in Augusta once a month, usually the first Saturday of the month. So that's next Saturday, the first. And if you're in town, though, I'll be doing this deal. So you can join me again. All right. So yeah, man. You guys want to hear some more spooky tunes? Let's play some more spooky tunes. We got one last set that we're gonna do to get out of here, and then we'll be out. And since most of the show has been focused on newer stuff, we're going to change it up and go back to the Batcave. And we're going to have a little Batcave-based set of some old classics, and which is where my heart is. That's where my bread and butter is at, as anyone who knows me knows. I pretty much live in the Batcave circa about 1984 and going nowhere fast. So enjoy this set, kids. We're going to do this, come back, say some words, and we're going to get out of here. But we're kicking it off with a little bit of UK Decay. Black Cat, only one and only Dark Entries Goth Radio. Spooky tunes, let's go.
Entirely black, a witch in disguise. For friendship, evolves to spies, evolves to story. Of the memory, she's still haunting me. A crime, but with no gain, a mental play. We'll be right back.
things with The Cure, with an end, appropriately enough, for the end of the show. Thanks, you guys, for listening tonight. I really appreciate it. I'm getting out of here. And that's it. All right, Robert, shut up. Okay. And that's it. We had UK Decay. We went back to the Batcave for this whole set here. UK Decay with Black Cat, Six-Beat with Six-Beat, Meat of Youth with Meat of Youth. Andy Six Gang in there, the legendary Andy Six Gang with The Naked and the Dead. And The Cure, we just heard with End. I was tempted to play the live version of that from the Show album, which actually no one ever talks about. When they talk about Cure live albums, everyone talks about Paris, which is phenomenal, by the way. It's actually, Paris was actually my introduction to a lot of Cure stuff when I first discovered him, when I first heard him back when I was a wee lad. And I think my first track I ever heard was Fascination Street. And I heard it on the radio, flipped out, and I was like, I don't know who this is or what this is, but it's amazing. It's pretty much like the sound that I've got in my head, you know, in a way. And I went out and bought the first two cassettes that I could find. That just, I didn't even know what I was buying. I had no idea who these people were. I was like 14, 15, and I think I just heard the name, you know. I knew they were like some kind of big deal, but then I knew nothing, right? So I just bought the first two cassettes that I found at a Best Buy, and they were in the markdown bin because, like, the outside of the boxes had, like, holes in them or something. They were, like, a dollar each or something. And it just happened to be Japanese Whispers and The Top. And that was my real proper introduction to The Cure as far as, like, an entire full album. I don't listen to Japanese Whispers ever much these days. I probably should give it another shake. But I love The Top. No one ever talks about The Top either. I think it's one of their most underrated albums. Love it. And then proceeded to, like, in no particular order at all, went out and bought, like, everything I could find that had their name on it. I think the next one was probably Disintegration. And then I wasn't even going in order, like, discography-wise. Just whatever I could grab. And many, many, many years later, they're still the best, my favorite band in the whole world. Next to David Bowie. If you talk about favorites, in my personal order, it goes Bowie, Top, number one, and then The Cure directly underneath, and then they're battling it out for the first spot. And directly under that's probably Bauhaus, as stereotypical as that is. And then there's just like 1,000 others underneath that, but yeah. That's how that nickel rolls. So, anyway, yeah, I only bring this up because everyone loves Paris, you know, and it's phenomenal, but people don't really give Show that much love, really. So, if you have not heard that, then I highly recommend it. It was also a good introduction to a lot of tracks I'd never heard before, so, especially done live. And they ended with that, with End, appropriately enough, and it was a really good, solid version of that. So I'm getting out of here, kids. This has been Dark Entries Goth Radio. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I'm here next week. What do we got happening? Like I said, if you're in the Augusta area, then check out Atmosphere Augusta, which is the Kink Edition. I keep saying addiction. The Kink Edition. DJ Kodak and DJ Seraph are going to be spinning out there, and then you can pay a little extra to get into the Kink Lounge. It's amazing. I really recommend that show. And then, let's see. Oh, Candy Coffins is playing on State Street on June 22nd. We're going to be talking more about that as it gets closer. And I'm working on actually getting those guys into the studio for a performance or an interview or possibly both. Probably both between now and the 22nd, so sometime the next coming month. So if we can nail that down and solidify, then obviously I'll be, you know, talking that up. So and also hopefully more interviews and things as the summer rolls on. Like I said, all of June, I don't think we're gonna have a problem. We'll be here for every show. The first 3 weeks of July, there will not be a show, and then I don't have anything right now jumping out at me that's gonna stop me for the rest of the summer. So July is just gonna be a little dodgy. So I'm trying to nail down a ton of in-studio stuff and also some phone interviews. If the phone stuff works out, then it's really, really going to work out. Because if I can nail down the ones that I really want to get, it's going to be pretty exciting. So stay tuned for all the social media stuff. Facebook page for Dark Entries Goth Radio. It's the only thing on Facebook called Dark Entries Goth Radio. So look that up. Follow that. Pass it on to your mom. At Dark Entries DJD is the Twitter, and you can always listen to this show recorded at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. Recorded tonight. Hopefully it's going to be uploaded in the next couple of days if everything works out with the recording. And apologies because last week it didn't really work out too well. So I'm not sure what happened there, but hope you guys were able to listen to it at the time. So that's it, kids. I'll see you next week. And we're getting out of here with our required Rocky Horror, as we always do. And as always, keep it spooky.
On the day I went away,
goodbye
was all I had to say.
I
want to come again and stay.
Oh, my love.
Smile, and that will mean I'm there. 'Cause I've seen, oh, blue skies through the tears in my eyes, and I realize I'm going home. Everywhere, it's been the same. Like I'm outside in the rain, free to try and find a game. Cards for sorrow, cards for pain. I'm going home.